Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If you haven't seen the video of the homes in North Carolina, basically an entire block crumbling into the ocean, look it up when you get home. It is one of those videos where it is something. At least six North Carolina beach houses toppled into the ocean yesterday as hurricanes Umberto and Imelda roared past the East Coast. Did those things ever merge? Or are they still too different? Not that it matters if you're watching your house literally crumble below you.
Really merged. And, you know, I understand the tragedy of your house falling off of its stilts.
But they were on stilts for a reason.
But you built a house on stilts on sand, and you are surprised that Mother Nature won that fight.
Yes, but as someone who spends some time down on the Gulf Coast, the houses that are built on stilts are supposed to be built in a stronger, sturdier way.
Yeah, down into the bedrock.
Right, way down in so that, and I think, didn't Brad Pitt's foundation build a bunch of those in New Orleans after Katrina went in? Like, so specifically this wouldn't happen. Now, I don't know, maybe these weren't built correctly, or maybe these two hurricanes were just so powerful. Like,
I was going to say, until or unless the largest body of water in the world decides it doesn't want to be there anymore, and you are not going to win that fight.
It is worth, I will just tell you, it is worth you looking up that video later. Down they go, one after another, after another, after another. According to Talker Research today, this is not going to surprise anyone listening, by the way. Americans get twice as many scam calls as everyone else. A poll of 10,500 adults from around the world found the average American navigates an average of 9 calls, 9 emails, and 7 text messages every single week. That is 100 scam encounters per month. You know what the latest one is on my phone, Sam? Would you like to work remotely from home and earn up to $1,500 a week? I don't know where they got my number. I don't want to work remote from home. I never did. I didn't want to work remote from home during COVID.
I still get daily texts, and I thought this was going to stop when the whole buyer's market craze was coming to an end. I still get texts every single day. Hello, Pam, which is my mom's name.
Right.
Are you interested in selling?
In selling your house.
And then my mom's address.
Yep. More often than not, respondents either delete messages immediately, 53%, or block the sender, 52%. I have also unsubscribed.
Okay.
I've hit stop. I've hit block sender. It doesn't matter.
So
it's whack-a-mole.
I got an email a couple of weeks ago. You got it too. Everyone in the company got it. And I could not stop laughing about it. It was to enter a raffle. You had to take, it was from the company. And
yeah.
it was verified from the company.
Legitimately?
It was actually from the company.
Okay.
I checked. But I didn't click on the link. But the subject of the email was training for email phishing scams.
Were they trying to see if we would open it?
To enter the contest to take the training, you had to click on the link below.
Nope.
Which is literally the opposite of what you're supposed to do when you get a phishing email. So I just deleted it, didn't enter the contest, whatever. But that's what I was thinking was like, should I send a reply and say, is this the test? Like, is clicking on the link the test?
If you open it, is your boss going to go, we told you not to do that.
You failed.
And then listen to this, because with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, you guys are seeing this on your Facebook feeds everywhere. They call it AI slop. And this is from our friends over at Channel 9. AI slop is clogging up your social media feeds with fake posts. Here's the story. It is fake, and it is not going away anytime soon. Your social media feed is likely filled with fake artificial intelligence posts called AI slop. It is low-quality content generated by AI that you must muck through as you scroll online, and often it's content that's often not true. This is why I bring up Mahomes and Kelsey. One of the posts says, Isaiah Pacheco donates entire $5 million check to build new cat sanctuary in Missouri. It's not true. More than 108,000 people have liked the post on Facebook. See this with sports figures all the time. Travis Kelce or fill in your favorite baseball player donates entire first check to some charity, fill in the blank. It's all fake, Sam. Why?
We had one a couple of months ago. Kenny Chesney opens up show at the Sphere wearing Chiefs gear, singing a Chiefs-themed song.
Fake.
Completely fake.
All of it is fake. So is it...
Why is clicks?
But here's the other deal. It's always sports people on my feed. It's always like, see the heartwarming gesture that Bobby Witt Jr. and his family, it's always donating their entire paycheck to charity.
You get paid by these social media sites by views, interactions, likes, comments, and if you click on a comment, so most of the time these AI bots will have a link in the top comment. It'll be the pinned comment right underneath the post.
Yep.
Clicking on that link is like the greatest thing possible for the algorithm for them to get paid. So all they're doing is trying to create literally clickbait so that they can get paid.
So here's how you look for quick clickbait. When you see Isaiah Pacheco wearing his uniform and it's a stock photo of him, and then there's another fake photo of a cat that's nowhere near him next to it, it's fake.
Oh yeah, certainly.
Click here now and see why Travis Kelce...
Now, sometimes they do.
In a heartwarming gesture, has donated his entire paycheck to domestic violence. Like, it's all fake.
Sometimes they do actually do things like that. Like Derek Nnadi and all the work that he did with adopting dogs.
Yes.
That was real. Every time you saw one of those stories about Derek Nnadi, yes, and the fact that he was donating thousands of dollars for dog adoptions.
And there was video of him in a shelter interacting with the animals.
Completely real. But they have found that if they can get the pathos argument, get the emotion out of you, get you to say, oh my gosh, well, I love Pacheco and I love cats, you'll click on it and they'll get paid. Mm.
Happy birthday today to Zach Galifianakis, one of my favorite actors, age 56. Brie Larson today turns 36. Julie Andrews is 90. And Livy Dunn is 23. And if you don't know who Livy Dunn is, you have seen her butt cheeks because she splashes them everywhere for clicks and makes a lot of money doing it. Cover up, girl. Thank
she
you
won't.
For your continued support of the Dana. Yeah, that butt is worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Continued support of the Dana and Parks program. We are back with much more tomorrow. Scott back on Monday. Good night. Be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.